judge as the administrator, and therefore for the judge is safe as the administrator. That seems to me likely why they want that man to claim agent status.
Well, I believe...
Agent, the conflict still exists.
But as long as it is, in the sense that a police officer is an agent for the police force for the local town or something, and any rules or regulations, any consequences that occur to that organization as an agent, he is affected by it, and he suffers the consequences for.
If I were to step up in court and tell a judge who is an administrator of an issue, and I were to say, I'm the administrator, I am now in conflict with him as to who the administrator is.
Okay.
If he says, no, well, I want you to be the agent, and I say, okay, I'm now the agent for this party instead of the administrator of the account, that argument is gone, and he has secured his place as the administrator. So now the controversy still exists with him in charge. So my point is, the reason they want you to step aside from the administrator and claim agent status is so that that status is available for them still.
To secure their position.
Yes.
Let's say I live in a small town in a private street. There is not much police presence there. Is it lawful for the people living there to hire a police officer?
It is lawful for anyone to hire anyone else to preserve and maintain the public peace within very liberal parameters. If you are clearly a psychopath who is untrustworthy, there could be question as to whether or not I could hire you to preserve and maintain the peace. But even then, it's not specifically mentioned in the criminal code. It's wide open. And from what I've seen about this whole system, they are trying to put a deceptive thing upon the population, but they have to do it within certain karmic rules. And these karmic rules require them to make sure that they inform us about it. They give you a number, but they don't give you the number until you beg for it, and then they call it a sin. From the grand perspective of it, if you find yourself before God, and it's your life which has just passed, and you are called to the judgment for how you spent your life, and you say, oh, but these other people, they made me do this. They made me get this number. They made me get this name. They made me follow their rules. And these rules stop me from fulfilling myself for you. They're going to be able to say, wait a minute, look at this. He begged for it. I've got a signature on a submission for an application. He asked for it. Look at this. He did all of these things. Every step of the way, they are informing you about it, and they make you ask before they come and ask. Every time. You're allowed one. Take care, please.
Well,
no, you can have two.
Okay, the first question is about the first of the problem, and to represent the problem. I heard the story of a guy who went to court saying that he didn't have to pay taxes because he was not a problem. And the judge said that every person has to pay the taxes. And then he went into the dictionary and said that a person is a human being, so you are a human being, so you have to pay taxes. And then someone I know said if the human being in flesh and blood has to pay taxes, plus the legal section, then the human being can charge expenses to the common, and and finally get rid of the devices because you charge for your food, the
apartment. No, I understand. Where's your question?
Well, the question is, do you think that
I think the judge was wrong in stating that a human being is a person, person is a human being. He equated that right across the board instead of recognizing that